So today we have been requested to speak on Srila Prabhupada and dedicate the entire day to his
heavenly.
So some years ago, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples named Ajahn Mahaprabhu did a lot of work on the letters of Srila
Prabhupada.
And he put all these letters together by topics.
Všetky tieto listy zoradil podľa tém.
So this is about the humility of the spiritual master. When I left your country on the 22nd of July, I had very little hope to come back again.
Keď som odišiel z tvojej krajiny 22. júla, mal som veľmi malú nádej, že by som sa ešte mohol vrátiť.
But Krishna informed me that I'm not going to die immediately.
Ale Krishna mi dal najavo, že i hneď nezomriem.
Therefore, I have come back again.
Preto som sa znovu vrátil.
To get inspiration of Krishna consciousness from all you good souls.
Aby som získal inšpiráciu Krishna vedomí od všetkých vás stále dobrých duší.
Although officially I am your spiritual master.
A keď oficiálne som tvojim duchovným učiteľom.
I consider you all students as my spiritual master.
Všetkých vás svojich študentov považujem za svojich duchovných učiteľov.
Because your love for Krishna and service for Krishna.
Pretože vaša láska ku Krishnovi je služba ku Krishnovi.
Teach me how to become a sincere Krishna conscious person.
Ma učia, ako sa stať úprimnou osobou Krishna vedomí.
So, this is quite an amazing letter.
Že to úžasný list.
Where Srila Prabhupada, due to bad health, had left America and had gone back to India.
Kedy šla Prabhupada kvôli zlému zdraviu, musel odísť z Ameriky a išiel do Indie.
But naturally, while he was in India, his health was improving, but he was remembering his disciples in America.
Ale prirodzene, ako bol v Indii a zlepšoval sa jeho zdravie, tak stále spomínal na svojich žiakov v Amerike.
And he had a great desire to return.
Mal veľkú túžbu sa vrátiť.
So he was saying, when I left your country, I had little hope of coming back.
Že hovorí, keď som odešiel z tvojej krajiny, nemal som veľkú nádej, že sa ešte budem môcť vrátiť.
Prabhupada was thinking, I may not live.
Ja to premýšľal, možno už ďalej nebudem žiť.
Because in old age one can go any moment.
Pretože po vysokom veku človek môže odísť už kedykoľvek.
And then, but he did come back to America.
Ale on sa vrátil späť do Ameriky.
And then he says, I've come back again to get inspiration in Krishna consciousness from all you good souls.
A hovorí, ja som sa znovu vrátil, aby som získal inšpiráciu od vás všetkých, od vás dobrých duší.
And then he sees his disciples as his spiritual masters.
A potom hľadí na svojich žiakov ako na svojich duchovných učiteľov.
Because he's seeing so much enthusiasm and love for Krishna.
Pretože videl toľko nadšenia a lásky ku Krishnovi.
And so much service they are doing.
Že robia toľko služby.
And Prabhupada is becoming so enlightened.
Prabhupada to veľmi oživilo.
When Prabhupada would hear how devotees were distributing books, he would just be filled with life and enthusiasm.
Keď Prabhupada počul, ako oddaní rozdávajú knihy, tak ho to naplnilo životom a nadšením.
It was extending his life.
Predĺžovalo to jeho život.
He would get so much energy from that.
Získal z toho toľko energie.
So, How could such an exalted devotee see himself?
Ako môže taký vznešený oddaný na seba pozerať takýmto spôsobom?
But that is the nature of an exalted devotee.
Ale to je povaha vznešeného oddaného.
He sees so many good qualities in others.
V iných vidí toľko dobrých vlastností.
So in this letter, Srila Prabhupada is expressing that mood of seeing good qualities in all the devotees.
A v tomto liste Srila Prabhupada zdôrazňuje túto vlastnosť, že hľadáme, že vidíme dobro v ostatných oddaných.
Of course, other times Srila Prabhupada displayed another mood.
A keď inokedy Srila Prabhupada ukázal iné nálady.
The mood of finding fault in the disciple.
Náladu hľadania chyb v žiakovi.
But he said, that is my duty.
Ale povedal, to je moja povinnosť.
It is the duty of the spiritual master to be strict with the disciple.
To je povinnosť a duchovného učiteľa, aby bol striktný svojmu žiakovi.
If possible.
Ak je to možné.
Sometimes it's not possible.
Niekedy to nie je možné.
A spiritual master has to also be expert to judge.
Duchovný učiteľ musí byť odborník, aby vedel odhadnúť.
He has to be able to see what a disciple can take.
Musí byť schopný vidieť, čo dokáže ten žiak poňať.
In one sense, those who were chastised by Srila Prabhupada, they were fortunate.
A v určitom slove zmysle, tí, ktorí boli pokarami Srila Prabhupada, mali veľké šťastie.
We find a similar description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Podobný popis nachádzame v Chaitanya Charitamrite.
Where Jagadananda Pandit, who was much younger, had given advice to Sanatana Goswami.
Kde Jagadananda Pandit, ktorý bol oveľa mladší od Sanatana Goswami, ho moc začal radiť.
And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it, he became very upset.
Keď to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu počul, tak sa veľmi rozhneval.
Who does this Jagad think he is?
Kto si myslí tento Jaga, že je?
Jaga is just a boy.
Jaga je len chlapec.
And he thinks he is so elevated that he is going to give you advice.
On si myslí, že je taký vznešený, že teba bude poučovať?
You are on the position of his spiritual master.
Ty si v pozícii jeho duchovného učiteľa.
You can even advise me.
Ty môžeš radiť dokonca aj mne.
And he is trying to advise you.
On sa snaží poučovať teba.
So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this way also chastising Jagadananda.
Takýmto spôsobom Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu káral Jagadanandu.
And then Sanatana Goswami said, I can see how much you love Jagadananda.
Potom Sanatana Goswami hovorí, ja to vidím, ako veľmi miluješ Jagadananda.
He is so fortunate that you are chastising him.
Mám také obrovské šťastie, že ty ho káraš.
I am so unfortunate that you give me the poison of praise.
Ja mám také veľké nešťastie, že mne dávaš ten jed chvály.
Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed down.
Potom sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu utišil.
And no longer upset, no longer angry with Jagadananda.
Už viac nebol rozhnevaný na Jagadanandu.
So it is said, kusumat apikamala vajran apikattura. Sometimes soft like a rose, sometimes hard like a thunder.
Že hovorí sa niekedy meký ako rúža, niekedy tvrdý ako blesk.
That is the position of the spiritual master.
To je pozícia duchovného učiteľa.
But it requires faith from the side of the disciple to be able to take the thunderbolt.
Ale aby žiak bol schopný poňať ten blesk, ten hrom, tak vyžaduje sa, aby mal vieru.
When the disciples are weak, then better give them only roses.
Keď sú žiaci slabí, tak je lepšie dávať iba rože.
Anyway, Srila Prabhupada was he was for the sake of preaching taking up the role of the Madhyam Adhikari.
Takže pre dobro kázanie Šrila Prabhupada prijímal úlohu Madhyam Adhikariho.
That is to say, a Madhyam Adhikari is making a distinction between devotees and demons.
To znamená, že Madhyam Adhikari robí rozdiel medzi démonmi a oddanými.
And Prabhupada was having no problem with that particular service.
S touto konkrétnou službou Šrila Prabhupada nemal problém.
He was not shy to call anyone a rascal or a nonsense rascal.
Vôbec sa nehambil niekoho nazvať darebákom alebo nezmyselným darebákom.
When scientists would say that in the future they would produce evidence that life comes from matter.
Keď vedci hovoria, že v budúcnosti prinesú dôkaz, že život pochádza z hmoty,
then Prabhupada would sometimes say, I kick on their face.
Prabhupada niekedy hovorí, kopnem im do tváre.
So that's kind of strong.
To je dosť silné.
Of course, in our line that is not uncommon.
Samozrejme, v našej línii to nie je nič nezvyčajné.
Because we remember that Lord Nityananda went to Kashmir, and in Kashmir, Lord Nityananda met some Buddhists.
Pretože spomínam si, že pán Nityananda išiel do Kašmíru a v Kašmíre sa stretol s nejakými buddhistami.
And they were in meditation.
Meditovali.
And Nityananda asked for some water.
Nityananda ich požiadal o vodu.
But they did not respond.
Ale oni neodpovedali.
And Nityananda kicked them on their face.
Nityananda ich dal kopačku do tváre.
So what to say? This is Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Čo mám na to povedať? Toto je Chaitanya Bhagavat.
So Prabhupada had sometimes that same spirit.
Prabhupada mal niekedy tú istú náladu.
Prabhupada went to America to preach in the MIT, the Massachusetts Institute for Technology.
Takže šiel Prabhupada, šiel, keď bol v Amerike, tak ja dával prednášku na MIT, čo je Massachusettský inštitút pre technológie.
And that's where they, that's the cutting edge place for technological development.
A to je to najhorúcejšie miesto, čo sa týka inovácie a technológie.
We just saw how one devotee has a drone, one of these cameras. Flying just here in the can.
Že videli sme, že jeden z oddaných mal túto lietajúcu kameru.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing they make over there in Massachusetts Institute. They invent those things.
Takže práve tieto vecičky vyrábajú a vynachádzajú na tom MIT.
And secret weapons for the military.
Tajné zbranie pre armádu.
And Prabhupada was preaching there, and there was one Indian man.
A Prabhupada tam kázal, bol tam jeden Ind.
And the Indian man, some engineer, some very educated person. And he was a hardcore Mayavadi. And when it came to Mayavadis, Prabhupada would respond strong. So whatever Prabhupada said, the man kept on saying, it's all one.
Čokoľvek Šrila Prabhupada povedal, tak ten muž na to odpovedal, aj tak je to všetko jedno.
And then Prabhupada in the end just grabbed him by the shoulder.
Nakoniec Šrila Prabhupada zobral pod krk za to tričko.
And Prabhupada said, it's all one, is it?
Prabhupada hovorí, je to jedno však.
Is this a shirt or a cotton ball?
Že je to tričko alebo bavlnená.
So, you know, as soon as he would say shirt, that meant that even there is form, there is quality.
Takže hneď ako povedal tričko, tak to indikovalo, že je tam nejaká podoba, že je tam nejaká vlastnosť.
Dramatic effects. And then Prabhupada, he pushed it away and said, then don't say it's all one. So he was ready to make a distinction between demons and devotees.
Bol pripravený robiť rozdiely medzi démonmi a oddanými.
And he was ready to confront the atheists.
Bol pripravený konfrontovať ateistov.
And in that way he was doing the work of the Uttamadhikari.
A takýmto spôsobom robil prácu Uttamadhikariho.
The intermediate devotee who makes distinction between demons and devotees.
Oddaného na strednej úrovni, ktorý rozlišuje medzi oddanými a démonmi.
But internally Srila Prabhupada was very much the Uttamadhikari.
Ale vnútorne bol Srila Prabhupada veľmi Uttamadhikari.
The topmost devotee who is completely transcendental to the material energy.
Oddaný na najvyššej úrovni, ktorý je úplne transcendentálny hmotnej energii.
The topmost devotee who sees everyone like a devotee.
Oddaný na najvyššej úrovni, ktorý každého vidí ako oddaného.
Who even sees his disciple as his masters.
Ktorý dokonca vidí svojich žiakov ako svojich pánov.
Because he's seeing in everyone such nice devotional qualities.
Pretože vidí, že každý má také krásne vlastnosti oddanosti.
In this way, we see Srila Prabhupada's humility.
A týmto spôsobom môžeme vidieť aj pokoru Srila Prabhupada.
And that's the mood of the Uttamadhikari.
To je nálada Uttamadhikariho.
It reminds me of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
Pripomína mi to jeho duchovného učiteľa Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura.
Who had exactly the same mood?
Ktorý mal presne tú istú náladu.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would also say that by the grace of my disciples, I am in Krishna consciousness.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta hovoríval, a milosťou mojich žiakov som Krishna vedomý.
Because they give me the opportunity to speak about Krishna.
Pretože mi dávajú možnosť rozprávať o Krishnovi.
And in that way I am remembering Krishna.
A týmto spôsobom spomínam na Krishnu.
Therefore they are very merciful upon me.
Preto sú ku mne veľmi milostiví.
So these great devotees, these Uttamadhikaris, they have such a transcendental vision.
Títo veľkí oddaní, títo Uttamadhikaris, oni majú takúto transcendentálnu víziu, transcendentálny pohľad.
So Srila Prabhupada would say that if you see any good qualities in me, just see it as the relationship between the sun and the moon.
Srila Prabhupada hovoril, keď vidíte vo mne nejaké dobré vlastnosti, tak to vidíte ako vzťah medzi slnkom a mesiacom.
The sun is natural light.
Slnko prirodzene dáva svetlo.
And the moon is reflecting the light of the sun.
A mesiac odráža to svetlo slnka.
So in that way the moon has no light of its own.
Takýmto spôsobom ten mesiac nemá vlastné svetlo, vlastnú žiaru.
In the same way, you see any good qualities in me, then no doubt to be the reflection of the good qualities of my spiritual master.
Takisto keď vidíte nejaké dobré vlastnosti vo mne, tak vedzte, že to je iba odraz dobrých vlastností mojho duchovného učiteľa.
So was that just poetic expression?
Bol to len nejaký ako básnický prejav?
No. Prabhupada was thinking that actually everything I'm doing, I'm simply doing it upon the order of my spiritual master.
Nie, Srila Prabhupada, on si naozaj myslel, všetko, čo robím iba na pokyn svojho duchovného učiteľa.
Therefore what you see manifest in my service is actually the order of my spiritual master.
Že to, čo vidíte, že sa manifestovalo v mojej službe, je v skutočnosti iba príkaz mojho duchovného učiteľa.
Therefore when it looks like my good quality, it's actually the order of my spiritual master, therefore it's his good quality.
Preto aj keď to vyzerá ako moje dobré vlastnosti, je to iba na pokyn mojho duchovného učiteľa a tým pádom sú to jeho dobré vlastnosti.
In this way he was thinking.
Takýmto spôsobom rozmýšľal.
And Srila Prabhupada would say that it's amazing that this miracle happened to me.
Srila Prabhupada hovoril, je to úplne úžasné, že tento zázrak sa stal práve mne.
He said, I had so many god brothers who were very, very qualified.
Ja som mal toľko duchovných bratov, ktorí boli veľmi kvalifikovaní.
More learned than me.
Boli učenejší než ja.
Some chanted more than me.
Niektorí chantovali viac než ja.
They were so qualified.
Boli tak kvalifikovaní.
Then how is it that this miracle happened to me?
Ako je teda možné, že tento zázrak sa stal práve mne?
I can think of only one thing.
Napadá ma iba jediná vec.
And that is that I 100% followed the order of my spiritual master.
A to je, že som 100% nasledoval príkaz svojho duchovného učiteľa.
So that is the in that way Srila Prabhupada's life is a great challenge to us.
Takýmto spôsobom živočšieho Prabhupada je veľkou výzvou aj pre nás.
It's very difficult to 100% dedicate oneself to the order of the spiritual master.
Veľmi náročné 100% sa odovzdať príkazu svojho duchovného učiteľa.
But it is a fact that one can never take the order of the spiritual master casual.
Ale je to fakt, že pohľad duchovného učiteľa by sme nikdy nemali brať ako bežnú vec.
Whatever the spiritual master says is to be given great importance.
Čokoľvek, čo povie duchovný učiteľ, tomu by sme mali dávať veľký význam.
Even if it's a small thing.
Aj keď je to malá vec.
This is only small things, it's not so important.
Pomyslím si, no, že to je len taká vecička, že to nie je také dôležité.
No, when it comes from the mouth of the spiritual master, it's always important.
Nie, keď to vyjde z úst duchovného učiteľa, vždy je to významné.
The words of the spiritual masters are to be carried like sirumani, like jewels on the head.
Takže pokyny duchovného učiteľa majú byť nosené ako drahokamy na hlave.
So these are like some reflections of one to my mind.
Že to je takých pár nápadov, ktoré mi prišli na mysel.
So of course we have in relation to the topic of spiritual master, we have many times discussed Vani and Vaku.
Takže samozrejme, čo sa týka témy duchovného učiteľa, veľmi často sme diskutovali o Vani a Vaku.
Or the instructions of the spiritual master, Vani, his words.
Alebo pokynom duchovného učiteľa, Vani, jaké slova.
Or Vaku, his personal presence.
Alebo Vaku, jeho osobnej prítomnosti.
And Srila Prabhupada said, I understand that you are feeling my absence.
Čo Prabhupada hovorí, chápem, že pociťujete moju absenciu, prítomnosť.
Krishna will give you strength.
Krishna vám dá silu.
Physical presence is immaterial.
Telesná prítomnosť je
immaterial. Nehodná. Presence of the transcendental sound.
Prítomnosť transcendentálneho zvuku.
Received from the spiritual master.
Ktoré sme získali od duchovného učiteľa.
Should be the guidance of life.
A by mal byť vodca v našom živote.
That will make our spiritual life successful.
A tak sa náš duchovný život stane úspešný.
If you feel very strongly about my absence.
Ak ja máte silné emócie, čo sa týka mojej neprítomnosti.
You may place my picture on my sitting places.
Tak si moje obrázky môžete umiestniť a tam, kde som sedával.
And this will be a source of inspiration for you.
A pre vás to bude zdroj inšpirácie.
Now we are living in the communication age.
A v dnešnom dobe žijeme v komunikačnom veku.
We're living in the age where the words of the spiritual master are so available.
Žijeme v dobe, kde slova duchovného učiteľa sú k dispozícii.
Now we're living in the age where we feel, he hasn't answered my letter.
Žijeme v dobe, kde si povieme, neodpovedal na môj list.
In Prabhupada's time, letters were sent by mail.
Za doby Šrila Prabhupády listy boli posielané poštou.
And Prabhupada was moving around the world.
A Prabhupada cestoval po celom svete.
So it wasn't so easy to send a letter and and just catch him.
Že nebolo také ľahké poslať list a zastihnúť ho.
He sort of had to think, I'll send it to this and this temple and then, hope that it will be there before Prabhupada will reach that temple.
Takže mohli ste si tak mysleť, ako pošlem to do tohto chrámu a teda budem dúfať, že ten list príde skôr, než Prabhupada tam príde.
Anyway, the devotees would keep the letters that were sent to Prabhupada.
Takže tak oddaní si nechávali tie listy, ktoré posielali Prabhupádovi.
And then whenever there were a number, they would send it off to Prabhupada.
A keď už máme nejakú kôpku, tak to poslali tam, kde je Prabhupada.
Of course, some letters might have gotten lost in the process.
Samozrejme, pár listov sa po ceste mohlo aj stratiť.
And then, you know, Prabhupada certainly wrote many, many letters.
Istotne, že Prabhupada napísal veľa, veľa listov.
In fact, all these letters are now bound in books, and there's like 7 volumes.
V skutočnosti všetky tieto listy sú dnes zviazané v knihe a má to ako 7 oddielov.
But still, it's not like possible, it wasn't possible to answer every letter.
Ale istotne nebolo možné odpovedať na úplne každý list.
Although Prabhupada made very efficient use of his time.
Aj keď Šrila Prabhupada svoj čas používal veľmi efektívne.
Because even during the massage, he was meanwhile having the secretary read out letters.
Pretože dokonca aj počas masáže nechal svojho tajomníka, aby mu čítal tie listy.
And then explain how he wanted the letter to be answered.
A potom vysvetlil, akým spôsobom chce, aby odpovedali na ten list.
And then the secretaries would type it up.
A ten tajomník to písal na stroji.
And then Prabhupada at the end wrote approval.
A nakoniec Šrila Prabhupada to odsúhlasil.
So in that way he was able to do so many things.
Takýmto spôsobom bol schopný spraviť toľko veľa vecí.
It's very efficient.
Bol veľmi efektívny.
It is said that in the early New York days Prabhupada had this heart attack and it affected his right sight.
Takže hovorí sa, že na začiatku v New Yorku Šrila Prabhupada mal ten infarkt a ono to ovplyvnilo celú jeho pravú časť tela.
And he didn't have full control over his hand.
A nemal plnú nadvládu nad svojou rukou.
And there was no question of typing.
Preto nemohol písať na stroji.
And that's what he used to do.
To robieval predtým.
Even in Vrindavan he was known as the Swami who was always typing.
Dokonca aj vo Vrindavane ho poznali ako Svamiho, ktorý neustále píše na stroji.
Somehow or other, he was a sadhu who was always typing.
Nejakým spôsobom bol tam tento sadhu a stále písal na stroji, písal.
But now he couldn't type.
A teraz už nemohol písať.
So there was just this new thing, the dictaphone that had come out, and Garga Muni decided to buy one for Prabhupada.
Takže práve v tej dobe vynašli diktafón a Garga Muni sa rozhodol, že Prabhupádovi jeden kúpi.
So Garga Muni had bought the machine and he spent about an hour reading the manual to figure out how the machine worked.
Že Garga Muni kúpil ten prístroj a asi hodinu mu to trvalo prečítať si návod, aby zistil, ako to funguje.
Then he wanted to explain it to Prabhupada.
Chcel to vysvetliť Prabhupádovi.
And Prabhupada said, no, that's all right.
Prabhupádovi, nie, to je v poriadku.
And he immediately knew how to use it.
Hneď vedel, ako s tým zaobchádzať.
He never read the manual or anything, he just knew how to use it.
Nikdy si neprečítal návod, ale hneď vedel, ako to používať.
So that dictaphone became a major tool through which he was able to produce so many books.
A ten dictaphone sa stal hlavným nástrojom, a vďaka ktorému mohol vyprodukovať všetky tie knihy.
In that way it goes much faster than typing.
A takýmto spôsobom to ide oveľa rýchlejšie než písanie na stroj.
Of course, then he also had to maybe rely more on editors.
Samozrejme, toto sa musel viac spoliehať na editorov.
Some people don't like it that there were editors.
Niektorým ľuďom sa to nepáči, že boli editori.
But Prabhupada was very much working with editors.
Šrila Prabhupada veľmi pracoval s editormi.
Particularly in that style of producing books through tapes and so on, it was natural that he would rely on typists and on editors.
Konkrétne v písaní kníh a z týchto nahrávok, a to bolo úplne prirodzené, že sa musel spoliehať na editorov.
And everything always had to be done fast.
A všetko vždy muselo byť spravené veľmi rýchlo.
Prabhupada would not be one who would say, take your time.
Srila Prabhupada nebol tým, ktorý hovoril, vezmi si na to čas.
No, he always wanted everything now, quick.
Nie, on hneď všetko chcel teraz, rýchlo.
So it created a lot of pressure in that way.
Takýmto spôsobom vytváral veľa tlaku.
And I think that definitely to an extent that was his nature.
Samozrejme, ako do tej miery, ako bola jeho povaha.
He himself was quick.
On sám bol rýchly.
In Melbourne, Prabhupada started to chant his Gayatri and all the devotees sat down to chant their Gayatri.
V Melbourne a Šrila Prabhupada začal čentovať Gayatri a všetci oddali tiež sedeli a čentovali Gayatri.
And then he was finished very quickly.
A on skončil veľmi rýchlo.
And he stood up and walked away.
Postavil sa a odišiel preč.
And all the devotees were still sitting there chanting Gayatri.
Všetci tí ostatní oddali tam stále ešte sedeli a čentovali Gayatri.
And Prabhupada walked out of the door.
A Prabhupada odkráčal sa z dvora.
And I think, what to do now? Finish the Gayatri or just get up and go with him?
Oni si mysleli, čo teraz máme robiť, dokončiť tú Gayatri, alebo sa postaviť aj za ním.
So they went with him.
Išli za ním.
But he was very quick.
On bol veľmi rýchly.
So he always wanted everything immediately.
On vždycky všetko chcel i hneď.
So is that the Krishna conscious way to work?
Je to Krishna vedomý spôsob pracovania?
And should the Hare Krishna movement forever do everything fast?
A malo by Hare Krishna hnutie navždy všetko robiť rýchlo?
Because our founder Acharya said that's the right.
Pretože náš zakladateľ Acharya ustanovil takéto štandardy.
No, I think that would be a fundamentalist way of understanding Srila Prabhupada.
Nie, myslím si, že to by bol fundamentalistický spôsob chápania Srila Prabhupada.
We must be very careful about fundamentalism.
Musíme si dávať na veľký pozor na fundamentalizmus.
That means, you know, here's our founder Acharya.
Znamená, že tu je náš zakladateľ Acharya.
And whatever he did, set a standard.
Čokoľvek, čo spravil, určil štandard.
Naturally, because he is our living example.
Prirodzene, pretože on je náš žijúci príklad, živý príklad.
So Prabhupada did things fast, now everyone has to do things fast.
To znamená, že Prabhupada robil všetko rýchlo, teraz všetci ostatní musia robiť všetko rýchlo.
Until we all become totally stressed.
Až všetci budeme úplne vystresovaní.
No, I think we should understand what the situation was.
Nie, myslím, že by sme mali pochopiť, aká to bola situácia.
That Srila Prabhupada came to begin his preaching mission at a very late stage in life.
Že Srila Prabhupada prišiel a začal svoju kazateľskú misiu vo veľmi neskorom štádiu života.
And that therefore he could die any moment.
A preto mohol umrieť v každom okamihu.
Anybody can die any moment, but when you're old, there's a bigger chance.
Kdokoľvek môže zomrieť v akomkoľvek okamihu, ale keď si starší, tak tá možnosť je oveľa pravdepodobnejšia.
And when you're over 70, well, you know, then you know that it can't just come anymore.
Keď už máš viac než 70, tak vieš, že to môže prísť v akomkoľvek okamihu.
Over 75, then you know, I've been around for a long time.
Keď už máš viac než 75, tak vieš, ako už som to dosť dlho.
So Prabhupada was trying to complete many things before he would leave this world.
Prabhupada sa snažil ukončiť a spraviť veľa vecí, kým odíde z tohto sveta.
Trying to complete all these books.
Chcel dokončiť všetky tieto knihy.
Trying to open so many temples.
Snažil sa otvoriť toľko chrámov.
Try and inspire the devotees to start farms.
Snažil sa inšpirovať oddaných, aby začali stavať farmy.
I was just in America in Gita Nagari.
Práve som sa vrátil z Ameriky, kde som bol v Gita Nagari.
And Gita Nagari literally means the village based on the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita.
A Gita Nagari doslova znamená dedina, ktorá je založená na učení Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
And in the late 50s, Srila Prabhupada already wrote a paper that he wanted to start many such Gita Nagaris around the world.
A koncom 50. rokov Srila Prabhupada napísal esej, kde bolo uvedené, že po celom svete chce založiť veľa takýchto Gita Nagari.
I forgot exactly in which year he did that.
Ja som zabudol, že presne v ktorom roku to bolo.
But there was a copy of that in a showcase in Srila Prabhupada's house in Vrindavan.
Ale kopia toho bola v zásuvke v dome Srila Prabhupada vo Vrindavane.
And so Srila Prabhupada had this desire to also establish farm communities.
Že áno, Srila Prabhupada mal túto túžbu založiť aj takéto ako farmárske komunity.
Where devotees would live off the land.
Kde by oddaní žili vďaka zemi.
But yeah, it's one of those things. We didn't really do it.
Ale je to jedna z tých vecí, ktorú sme úplne ako nenaplnili.
Our movement also followed the common trend in the world.
Naše hnutie tiež nasledovalo ten bežný trend vo svete.
Where everyone is moving to the cities.
Kde sa všetci stiahujú do miest.
But imagine if he would have done it.
Ale predstavte si, keby to bol spravil.
Imagine if he would have had many flourishing farm communities.
Predstavte si, keby sme to boli a uskutočnili, že by sme mali veľa prosperujúcich farmárskych komunít.
Where people live off the land and protect the cow and so on.
Kde ľudia žijú vďaka zemi, ochraňujú kravy a tak ďalej.
If we would have that now, in this time of the environmental crisis, the whole world would come and look at what we were doing.
Keby sme to mali teraz, a v tejto dobe environmentálnej krízy, celý svet by sa chodil na nás pozerať, ako to robiť.
So this is still something to do.
Že stále to niečo, čo musíme uskutočniť.
As soon as possible.
Čo najskôr.
So many things are yet to do.
Ešte toľko vecí musíme spraviť.
In Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada attracted a few powerful men.
Los Angeles, Srila Prabhupada pritiahol niekoľkých mocných osobností.
And one of them was Kamal Krishna Maharaj, who became like a big leader.
A jedna z nich bol Kamal Krishna Maharaj, ktorého sa stal veľký vodca.
And Kamal Krishna Maharaj was his expert in management.
Tamal Krishna Maharaj bol odborník na management.
And Prabhupada really appreciated his skill and he started to rely on him.
A Prabhupada veľmi oceňoval jeho zručnosť a začínal sa na ňu viac spoliehať.
But Prabhupada also made sure that Tamal Krishna Maharaj remained humble.
Ale Prabhupada sa tiež uisťoval, aby Tamal Krishna Maharaj zostal pokorný.
There's that famous conversation.
Existuje tá slávna konverzácia,
where Prabhupada is saying that from the poreholes of the body of Mahavishnu so many universes are emanating.
Kde Prabhupada hovorí, z porov Mahavishnu vychádza toľko mnoho vesmírov.
And then the Lord expands himself as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and enters into every universe.
A potom sa pán expanduje ako Garbhodakshaya Vishnu a vstupuje do každého z tých vesmírov.
And he fills up those universes with water emanating from his body.
A tieto vesmíry naplňa do polovice s vodou, ktorá pochádza z jeho tela.
From his lotus navel emanates this lotus on which Brahma is seated.
A z jeho lotosového pupku vychádza ten lotos, na ktorom sedí Brahma.
Brahma creates all the planetary systems.
Brahma tvorí všetky planetárne systémy.
And in the middle of these planetary systems, we find this Mrityuloka, this planet of death, the earth where we are residing.
A v strede týchto planetárnych systémov nachádzame Mrityalogu, čo je planeta smrti, je to zem, na ktorej sa nachádzame my.
And there are so many continents.
A na nej je toľko kontinentov.
And on these continents there is America and there is a city named Los Angeles.
A medzi týmito kontinentami je Amerika, je tam mesto, ktoré sa nazýva Los Angeles.
And there is the street named Watsika Avenue, and there is a temple.
A potom je tam ulica, ktorá sa nazýva Watsika Avenue, na ktorej je chrám.
And there is a Tamal Krishna Maharaj who thinks he's the controller of the entire universe.
A v ňom je Tamal Krishna Maharaj, ktorý si o sebe myslí, že je vládcom celého vesmíru.
Okay, that's a classic, right?
To je klasika.
Prabhupada was relying on his men and training his men.
Prabhupada sa na svojich mužov spoliehal a zároveň ich trénoval.
He was seeing extraordinary qualities in his disciples.
On svojich žiakov videl výnimočné vlastnosti.
And he was demanding.
A vyžadoval veľmi veľa.
He kept them on their toes.
Stále im bol v petách.
And made them do very difficult things.
A nútil ich, aby robili veľmi náročné veci.
Many things that we would find difficult today.
Mnoho vecí, ktoré aj dnes by sa nám zdali veľmi náročné.
It's like the festival in Bombay, the Maidan festival was something extraordinary.
Ako ten Maidan festival v Bombay, to bolo niečo výnimočné.
It was a festival for hundreds and thousands of people.
Bol to festival pre stovky a tisíce ľudí.
And there were only a very small movement.
Vtedy bolo ešte malé hnutie.
Where to get the money for the big tents and everything they needed?
Odkiaľ vzať peniaze na tie veľké stany a na všetko, čo potrebovali?
But Prabhupada wanted it.
Ale Prabhupada to chcel.
So somehow or other it had to be done.
Nejakým spôsobom to museli spraviť.
And they somehow or other did it.
Nejakým spôsobom sa im to podarilo.
They collected the money.
Vyzbierali tie peniaze.
They even had a zeppelin with Hare Krishna on it.
Dokonca mali aj takúto vzdušnú loď, kde bolo napísané Hare Krishna. Takže bolo to taký ako veľký balón nad tou festivalovou, nad tým festivalovým miestom a tam vyjala vlajka like Hare Krishna.
So you can imagine the whole city could see that this festival is going on.
Celé mesto mohlo vidieť, že práve prebieha tento festival.
And Prabhupada expected such things from them.
A Prabhupada od nich vyžadoval takéto veci.
We are worshipping Jayananda as the one who was instrumental in starting Ratiyatra.
Oslavujeme Jayanandu ako jedného, ktorý bol tým hlavným nástrojom od započatia Ratiyatry.
Yes, basically Jayananda started whole Ratiyatras all by himself without any help.
Že v skutočnosti Jayananda, on tu všetky tie Ratiyatry a začal sám bez akýkoľvek pomoci.
He got all the money for it.
A získal všetky peniaze, ktoré bolo treba.
He got all the materials for building the cart.
A všetok materiál, aby vystával vozy.
He got the permissions.
A získal povolenia.
He built the cart himself.
A sám vystával tie vozy.
He had to find helpers to build the cart.
Musel si nájsť pomocníkov, aby mu pomohli vystávať tie vozy.
He went to Louis the Banana King and got trucks of bananas.
Išiel za banánovým kráľom Louis a od neho získal plný kamion banánov.
As we say in English, he started it from scratch.
Ako hovoríme v angličtine, že začal úplne od skicu, z niečoho.
So, that's inconceivable. I mean, that now, Ratiyatra is a team effort, you know.
Že je to úplne nepredstaviteľné, pretože v dnešnej dobe taká Ratiyatra je tímová snaha.
And Ratiyatra is the kind of thing where you need everybody to, and everybody is like, so much work, Ratiyatra.
A Ratiyatra je niečo také, kde potrebuješ úplne každého a každý sa cíti, toľko mám práce ohľadne Ratiyatry.
But Jayananda just started the whole thing on his own.
Ale Jayananda celú tú vec začal sám.
Because Prabhupada wanted it.
Že Prabhupada to chcel.
Mother Teresa went to Australia.
Mother Teresa šiel do Austrálie.
And he got a really nice building there for Prabhupada.
A získal tam pre Prabhupádu veľmi krásnu budovu.
And then he also started Ratiyatra there.
A tiež tam začal Ratiyatru.
And somehow or other, the devotees, they were sewing the canopy for the Ratiyatra on the street.
A nejakým spôsobom Odany tam práve šili taký veľký koverec alebo teda tú plachtu pre Radhaja.
And then there was a fire in the house in a house nearby.
A vo vedľajšom paneláku začal oheň horieť, začal tam požiar.
So the devotees ran over with the canopy and were holding it up and told the people to jump out of the roof, out of the windows, while the flames
were tam utekali s tou plachtou a povedali ľuďom, že nech povyskakujú z okien a chytali ich do tej plachty.
And in this way they saved the people.
A takto zachránili tých ľudí.
And the Ratiyacha got a lot of publicity.
A Ratiyacha dostala veľa reklamy.
So Krishna was helping.
Krishna pomáhal.
Prabhupada liked that saying that God helps those who help themselves.
Prabhupada mal rád to prísloví, že pomôž si aj Boh ti pomôže.
And that's the fact. Krishna will help if we give everything that we if we do everything possible.
A to je fakt, Krishna pomôže, keď robíme všetko, čo je v našich silách.
Not that we sleep all day and wait for Krishna to do it.
Nie, že celý deň spíme a čakáme, kým to Krishna zariadi.
So Prabhupada himself showed that mood of leaving no stone unturned.
A Srila Prabhupada sám ukázal ten príklad, že by sme nemali nechať jeden jediný kameň, ktorý nebude prevrátený.
So it's an American expression, leaving no stone unturned means that we try every opportunity.
Takže je to také americké príslovie, ktoré hovorí, že akože keď prevrátiš úplne každý kameň, to znamená, že žiadnu možnosť si nenecháš ujsť.
Like that story where Prabhupada asked Mukunda to go to the director of the O'Hare Airport in Chicago and ask him to call it O'Hare Krishna Airport.
Ako ten príbeh, kedy Prabhupada požiadal Mukundu, aby išiel za riaditeľom O'Hara letiska v Chicagu a premenoval ho na O'Hare.
O'Hare Krishna.
O'Hare Krishna.
That's what he wants.
To chcel, aby sa tak volalo.
So Mukunda was laughing, you know, that's a funny joke.
Mukunda sa smial, no to je dobrý vtip.
But Prabhupada was serious, it was not a joke.
Ale Prabhupada bol vážny, to nebol vtip.
He wanted him to go to the director.
Chcel, aby išiel za tým riaditeľom.
But that was a little... Of course, they never called it O'Hare Krishna Airport.
Samozrejme, nikdy to letisko nenazvali O'Hare Krishna.
But that spirit of trying every opportunity.
Ale ten duch, že vyskúšame úplne každú možnosť.
And maybe there were thousands of opportunities that didn't work out successful.
A možno boli tisíce možností, ktoré sa nevydarili.
But by continuing to try, some opportunities did work out.
Ale opakovanou snahou niektoré z tých možností sa podarili.
And that is one quality we see in Srila Prabhupada.
A to je jedna z vlastností, ktorú vidíme v Srila Prabhupadovi.
He just didn't give up.
On sa jednoducho nevzdával.
I mean, two heart attacks on the boat. The third heart attack in New York.
Ako dva infarkty na lodi a ďalšie v New Yorku.
Other people, they stop, you know, at that stage. They say, okay, I mean, I guess Krishna doesn't want it, you know, what can I do? I must retire.
Ostatní by si zastavili, by si povedali, v poriadku, Krishna to asi nechce, čo môžem robiť, ako som unavený.
It's completely reasonable.
Je to úplne nemožné.
Nobody could have said.
Je to úplne pochopiteľné.
Nobody could have said, you know, like, I mean, oh, you can't retire after your third heart attack.
Akože to je úplne normálne, každý by povedal, samozrejme, chod do dôchodku po treťom infarkte.
But Prabhupada did not retire.
Ale Prabhupada nešiel do dôchodku.
He just got a dictaphone.
On si zabezpečil diktafón.
And of course he regained full control over his hand after some time.
A samozrejme, po nejakej dobe získal plnú vládu nad svojou rukou.
So it is trying against the odds, never giving up.
Takže tá snaha proti všetkým prekážkam a nikdy sa nevzdával.
That is such an outstanding quality.
To je taká výnimočná vlastnosť.
Even in his household and life, he translated Bhagavad Gita and then the manuscript got stolen.
Dokonca aj kým bol hospodár, tak preložil Bhagavad-gītu a oni mu ten rukopis ukradli.
And he started again.
On začal znovu.
Just so many examples of the spirit of never giving up.
Toľko príkladov toho ducha, že proste nikdy to nevzdám.
Firm faith that Krishna consciousness will spread.
To má viera, že Krishna vedomie sa rozšíri.
Prabhu to the verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Priti Riti Achi Atanavaradikam, Sarva-Pachara-Vibhimvarna, that in every town and village of the world, my holy name will be sung and heard.
Takže Šrila Prabhupáda vybral ten verš z Bhagavata, v ktorom sa hovorí, že v každom meste aj jedine na svete bude počuté moje meno. Čítanie Bhagavata.
So then, Srila Prabhupada said that means that everywhere in the world there are devotees.
Prabhupada hovoril, to znamená, že všade na svete sú oddaní.
Because if in every town and village they will chant, it means there are devotees.
Pretože keď budú spievať v každom meste denne, to znamená, že sú tam oddaní.
Therefore you cannot say this is a good place to preach and that is a bad place to preach. All places are good to preach.
Preto nemôžeš povedať, že toto je dobré miesto na kázanie a tamto je zlé miesto na kázanie. Všetky miesta sú dobré miesta na kázanie.
Because Prithiviti Achi Atanagaradi Gram Sarvata Pachara Vibhimvarna, in every town and village, the holy name will be sung, there are devotees everywhere.
A v tomto verši sa hovorí, že v každom meste aj jedine sa bude spievať sväté meno, to znamená, všetci sú oddaní.
So, this faith was extraordinary.
Táto viera bola výnimočná.
No one else had that.
Nikto iný to nemal.
Everyone else was thinking it's going to be very, 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 very difficult to make these Western people into devotees.
Všetci ostatní si myslí, to bude veľmi, 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 veľmi náročné premeniť týchto západňarov na oddaných.
I mean, it's practically impossible.
V skutočnosti je to prakticky nemožné.
The Prabhupada had faith. No, there are devotees.
Ale Prabhupada mal vieru. Nie, sú tam oddaní.
And he looked like
that. A on sa na to takto pozeral.
And he would see the spark.
A videl tú iskru.
The spark of bhakti.
Iskru bhakti.
And he would be very tolerant.
Bol veľmi tolerantný.
He would accept that there were so many bad habits.
On prijal, že je tam toľko zlých návykov.
He would accept that there was lack of culture.
Prijal, že tam chýba kultúra.
Lack of etiquette.
Tam nedostatok etikety.
He would accept there was so much ignorance and passion.
Prijal, že je tam toľko nevedomosti a vášne.
But he would find that little bit of spark of bhakti.
On našiel tú maličkú iskričku bhakti.
And he would fan the spark.
A ovieval ju.
And add fuel.
A pridával palivo.
Prabhupada in San Francisco introduced the worship of Lord Jagannath.
San Francisco Šrila Prabhupada zaviedol uctievanie pána Jagannatha.
And Lord Jagannath was installed.
A inštalovali tam pána Jagannatha.
And it was done in a very simple way.
Spravili to veľmi jednoduchým spôsobom.
There was a plate and on the plate there was a candle.
A bol tam podnos a na ňom bola sviečka.
And Prabhupada was moving the candle in circles around the deity.
A Prabhupada a ten podnos takto ako krútil okolo božstva.
And gave it to Hayagrivu.
Potom to dal Hayagrivovi.
And then told Hayagrivu to move it around in circles.
A potom povedal Hayagrivovi, aby krútil tým podnosom so svečkom kruhom.
And then they passed it on to the next person.
A potom to podali ďalšej osobe.
And Hayagriva said, that's a lot of fun.
Hayagriva povedal, no to je veľká zábava.
He said, is there more?
Pýta sa, bude ešte viac?
Prabhu said, if I would tell you, you would faint.
A Prabhupada hovorí, keby som ti povedal, odpadol by si.
So he didn't tell everything all at once.
Že on im nepovedal všetko hneď naraz.
Sometimes, in fact, he didn't tell anything.
V skutočnosti niekedy im nepovedal vôbec nič.
Like the initiations, he just initiated people.
Ako pri zasvetení, jednoducho tých ľudí zasvetil.
The first initiations Prabhupada basically initiated people. And the next day he hung a note on the notice board.
A na druhý deň na nástenku vyvesil plagát.
Saying that all initiated people from now on make a fall for regulated principles of chain 16 and
back. Kde napísal, že všetci zasvetení a teraz musia nasledovať 4 regulatívne princípy a čím to sa spol.
How would you feel about that, you know? The day after the initiation, you read a note to follow his four regulatives.
Keby ste z toho mali pocit, keby ste si deň po zasvetení prečítali taký ako nápis, že máte si četovať čistá stôl a nasledovať štyri regulatívne princípy.
I think they only, the disciples only slowly became aware of like what it meant, these four principles.
Myslím si, že tí žiaci si len veľmi pomaly uvedomili, čo to naozaj znamená nasledovať tieto štyri regulatívne princípy.
Because it's described that they would still go to the donut shop a few houses down from the temple.
Pretože sa píše, že ešte stále chodili do donutkárne, ktorá bola o pár domov ďalej.
And when Prabhupada would walk past, they would hide.
Išiel okolo Prabhupada, tak sa skryli.
But Prabhupada had great faith that somehow or other, he would make a movement of Vaishnavas.
Ale Prabhupada mal veľkú vieru, že nejakým spôsobom vytvorí hnutie Vaishnavov.
And of course, now we are here.
Samozrejme, teraz sme tu.
Most of us dressed in devotional clothes.
A väčšina z nás je oblečená v šatách, aké nosia oddany.
Most of us have in tilak.
Väčšina z nás má na šatila.
Neck beads.
Gorala.
And Prabhupada would like that very much.
Prabhupada by sa to veľmi páčilo.
When he saw a shaved up brahmachari, he said, just like a Vaikuntha man.
Keď videl vyholeného brahmacharya, tak povedal, áno, ako človek z Vaikunty.
So much spiritual culture has now spread all over the world.
Toľko duchovnej kultúry sa teraz rozšírilo po celom svete.
So many devotees everywhere.
Všade toľko oddaných.
Anywhere in the world you find devotees.
Všade vo svete nájdete oddaných.
Years ago, there was no temple in Bangkok, but I once had to go to Bangkok. At that time, I was still a grihastha.
Pred rokmi ešte v Bangkoku nebol chrám a ja som musel ísť cez Bangkok, teda by som bol ešte grihastha.
So I was with my former wife.
Bol som so svojou vtedajšou ženou.
And there was no temple.
Nebol tam chrám.
So we really didn't like it.
A vôbec sa nám to nepáčilo.
But someone had given us an address of one devotee in Bangkok.
Ale niekto nám dal adresu jedného oddaného v Bangkoku.
So we went there and it was a shop owned by an Indian man.
Išli sme tam a bol to obchod, ktorý vlastnil jeden Indian.
So we were dressed in khaki clothes.
Boli sme oblečení v khaki oblečení.
So we walk into the shop up to the counter and the man behind the counter says, how can we help you?
Takže vošli sme do toho obchodu k pokladni a ten človek za to pokladňu sa spýtal, ako vám môžem pomôcť.
So he said, Hare Krishna.
My sme povedali Hare Krishna.
He said, oh, just wait.
Oh, počkajte.
And then he came to our side of the counter.
A potom prišiel na našu stranu, ako poza tú pokladňu.
And he pushed one button.
Stlačil jeden gombík.
And then he pulled the cord and above the counter some curtains opened and there were deities and the Govinda on the tape started
praying.
And we're standing in the shop, Govinda. Prabhupada's movement spread
everywhere.
Bhadri Narayan Swami says that he wanted to go somewhere and preach in a place where he could just where Krishna consciousness had not yet reached.
A Bhadri Narayan Swami povedal, že chcel ísť na nejaké také miesto a kázať tam, kde ešte nikdy nevstúpil Krishna vedomie.
And he looked at the map and he chose New Guinea.
A pozeral sa na mapu a vybral si Novú Gvineu.
So it was a long journey from America, and when he finally came to that place, he went to the hotel.
Takže bola to dlhá cesta z Ameriky, keď už tam konečne prišiel, došiel do hotela.
Now when he came to the hotel, he saw that the receptionist was reading a book of Prabhupada.
Keď prišiel do toho hotela, tak videl, že recepčná číta Prabhupadovú knihu.
He said, "Brother, you were already there."
Hovorí, Prabhupada, ty už si tam bol.
In this way, Prabhupada just his preaching reached everywhere.
Takýmto spôsobom Prabhupádové kázanie sa dostalo úplne všade.
So what can we say? Prabhupada was a transcendental, was and is a transcendental giant.
Čo môžeme povedať, Prabhupada bol a je transcendentálnym gigantom.
The chosen one, you can say.
Mohli by ste povedať ten vyvolený.
The one who was chosen by Lord Chaitanya to give shape to the Krishna consciousness movement for the modern age.
Ten, ktorého vybral pán Chaitanya, aby dal tvár Krishna vedomému hnutiu v súčasnej dobe.
Faithfully bringing everything the previous acharyas had given.
On verne priniesol všetko, čo dali predchádzajúci acharyovia.
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur Srila Bhaktisiddhanta did the groundwork for this modern Krishna conscious movement.
Takže Bhaktivinoda Thakur a Srila Bhaktisiddhanta postavili základ pre toto moderné Krishna vedomé hnutie.
But Prabhupada gave it its final form for the modern people.
Ale Prabhupada dal tomu konečnú podobu pre moderných ľudí.
He was the chosen representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Bol vybratý zástupca Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To bring Krishna consciousness from east to west.
Aby priniesol Krishna vedomie z východu na západ.
That Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma. And then in the Kali Yuga, following Krishna's appearance, Lord Chaitanya appears.
Krishna sa zjavuje raz za Brahmov deň a samozrejme, vtedy, kedy sa zjaví Krishna, tak potom v nasledujúcej Kali Yuge sa zjaví pán Chaitanya.
And then Lord Chaitanya spreads everywhere this Krishna consciousness all over India.
A pán Chaitanya po celej Indii rozšíri toto Krishna vedomie.
And then Srila Prabhupada came.
A potom prišiel Srila Prabhupada.
And he took that Krishna consciousness from east to west.
A vzal to Krishna vedomie z východu na západ.
And established it in the Western world.
A ustanovil ho v západnom svete.
And that work that he did.
A tá práca, ktorú on spravil.
It's only done once in a day of Brahma.
A sa spraví iba raz na Brahmov deň.
So we have to understand that Srila Prabhupada is a special soul who once in a day of Brahma is doing this very special work.
Preto musíme pochopiť, že Srila Prabhupada je veľmi špeciálna duša, ktorá raz za deň Brahmu robí túto špeciálnu prácu.
At least this day of Brahma.
Aspoň v tomto dni Brahmu.
I don't know about other days of Brahma.
Neviem, čo sa týka ostatných Brahmových dní.
But who came to do this work and now it's done.
Ktorý prišiel spraviť túto prácu a ona ako je aj dokončená.
Prabhupada said, he said, just like a disease which is contagious.
Prabhupada hovorí, ako choroba, ktorá je nakazlivá.
At one point it's gone too far and it cannot be reversed.
V jednom momente, keď už sa rozvinie príliš, už nemôže byť zase zvrátené.
He says, now this movement is established and nothing can stop it.
Je toto hnutie ustanovené a nič ho nezastaví.
Yes.
be stopped.
Ktoré sa nedajú zastaviť.
Anyway, Srila Prabhupada explained that this movement, that he says, now it's been started, it cannot be stopped anymore.
Srila Prabhupada vysvetľuje, a toto hnutie, keď už začalo, už nemôže byť zastavené.
Yeah, so that is amazing.
To je úžasné.
So we cannot imagine how great Srila Prabhupada actually is.
Nedokážeme si ani predstaviť, aký veľký je v skutočnosti Srila Prabhupada.
Only to an extent can we appreciate.
Iba do určitej miery to dokážeme oceniť.
All of us should develop a deep relationship with Srila Prabhupada.
Všetci z nás by mali vytvoriť si so Srilom Prabhupádom hlboký vzťah.
Is that possible?
Je to možné?
Well, to an extent it is.
Ale do určitej miery je to možné.
Srila Prabhupada writes that by reading the nectar of devotion, we are directly associating with Srila Rupa Goswami.
Srila Prabhupada píše, že tým, že čítame nektar oddanosti, sa priamo združujeme so Srilom Rupom Goswamim.
So in this way we can, by hearing about Srila Prabhupada, directly associate with Srila Prabhupada.
Takýmto spôsobom sa načúvanie o Šrilovi Prabhupádovi môže priamo združovať so Šrilom Prabhupádom.
Of course we cannot become his direct disciples.
Samozrejme nemôžeme sa tak stať jeho priamými žiakmi.
Just to make that really clear.
A to by sme si mali úplne vyjasniť.
That's a philosophical deviation.
To by bola filozofická odchylka.
But the point is though that we should all find out more about Srila Prabhupada.
Ale bod je v tom, že všetci by sme mali zistiť viac o Šrilovi Prabhupádovi.
What was important to him?
Čo bolo dôležité pre neho?
Because whatever was important to him is important to Krishna.
Pretože čokoľvek, čo bolo dôležité pre neho, je dôležité pre Krishnu.
It's completely transparent.
Je úplne transparentný.
And therefore whatever is important to Prabhupada should be important to us.
A preto čokoľvek, čo je dôležité pre Prabhupádu, by malo byť dôležité aj pre nás.
And wherever we are doing the things that were important to Srila Prabhupada, that's where the movement will flourish.
A kdekoľvek robíme veci, ktoré boli dôležité pre Srilu Prabhupádu, tak tam bude hnutie prekvitať.
The direct disciples of Srila Prabhupada who received so many personal instructions are getting old.
A priami žiaci Šrilu Prabhupádu, ktorí získali toľko osobných pokynov, už starnú.
And they're leaving this planet.
Odchádzajú z tejto planety.
Brahmananda Prabhu left the planet.
Brahmananda Prabhu odišiel z tejto planety.
Even just over breakfast, Harisori was saying, he said, if anybody especially took birth to assist Srila Prabhupada, it must have been Brahmananda.
Pri ráne, keď Harishaori hovoril, že ak niekto sa musel, ak sa niekto teraz zrodil, vyslovene za tým účelom by pomáhal Šrilovi Prabhupádovi, tak to musel byť Brahmananda.
Some people say that Narakriti looks like Brahmananda's brother.
A niektorí ľudia hovorí, že Narakriti Prabhu vyzerá ako brat Brahmananda.
It's true.
Je to pravda.
People always ask.
Ľudia sa ma vždy pýtajú.
Anyway, so Brahmananda, you know, when Brahmananda was in 1964, somehow or other he got a job on a ship.
Takže Brahmananda v roku 1964 získal prácu na lodi.
And the ship was going to India.
A tá loď mala ísť do Indie.
And then Brahmananda became so inspired.
Brahmananda bol tak veľmi inšpirovaný.
He bought some Indian sandals and some longi.
A kúpil si indické sandále a longi.
And he even learned how to smoke cigarettes or bidis without contaminating them with your lips.
A dokonca sa naučil fajčiť bidis bez toho, že by alebo vôbec si zašpinil pery.
Like that. And he became completely absorbed into India. Everything, India, India, India.
bol úplne pohrúžený do Indie, všetko India, India, India.
And then he came to Prabhupada.
A potom prišiel za Prabhupádom.
So what can be said, it was just everything seemed to be just right for becoming Prabhupada's main assistant, actually, in the early days.
No, čo môžeme o tom povedať? Všetko bolo úplne správne na to, aby sa stal hlavným Prabhupádovým asistentom v začiatku jeho hnutia.
He was the first leader in this one.
Bol prvým vodcom v ISKCONe.
Another interesting story is that after Prabhupada came with the Jaladuta to America.
Ďalší zaujímavý príbeh je, potom ako šla Prabhupada, prišiel na Jaladuta do Ameriky.
A few hours later, these two boys named Keith and Howard went on board of the Jaladuta to go to India to find a guru.
Takže o pár dní neskôr tí dvaja chlapci, Keith a Howard, išli na Jaladutu, aby išli do Indie, aby tam našli gurua.
And they went to India, the ship went to Calcutta.
A tá loď išla do Calcutty.
And they didn't find a guru.
A oni tam gurua nenašli.
Anyway, so in the end they just bought some souvenirs from India, some posters and some things.
Tak nakoniec si tam kúpili nejaké suveníry, pár plagátov.
Some cloth.
Nejakú látku.
And later, when Prabhupada opened the master's gift store front, then Keith and Howard came and became Kirtanananda and Hayagriva.
A potom neskôr, keď šiel Prabhupada, otvoril ten matchless gifts, tak prišiel tam tento Keith a Howard a stal sa z nich Kirtanananda a Hayagriva.
So one day they put up, they thought, let's surprise the Swami and put those things from India in the temple. They put up all the posters and the cloth and made it very nice.
Jedného dňa sa dohodli a povedali si, prekvapme Swamiho a všetky tieto látky a plagáty vyvešajme v tom obchodníku.
They made a nice platform for Prabhupada to sit with Indian cloth.
Spravili tam také pekné vyvýšené pódium pre Prabhupádu, aby tam mohol sedieť, dali tam indickú látku.
And Prabhupada liked it very much.
Prabhupada by si to veľmi páčilo.
And Prabhupada went to all the posters.
A Prabhupada išiel ku každému z tých plagátov.
And he was folding his hand in front of each poster.
A pred každým zopol ruky.
And Prabhupada stood in front of one poster and Hayagriva said, who is that on this poster actually? Is it a cat?
Prabhupada stál pred jedným plagátom a Hayagriva sa pýta, kde je vlastne na tom plagáte? Je to nejaká mačka?
And it was Hanuman.
Bol to Hanuman.
So transcendental.
Také transcendentálne.
You can just see how Krishna had a hand in everything.
Jednoducho môžete vidieť, ako Krishna vo všetkom tam mal prsty.
And how Prabhupada was working just so closely with Krishna.
Ako Prabhupada tak blízko spolupracoval s Krishnom.
And sometimes he knew things would be successful.
A niekedy vedel, tieto veci sa podaria.
Like a letter came from on a letterhead of the Macmillan Printing Company.
Ako prišiel list na hlavičkovom papieri od spoločnosti Macmillan.
So at that time they were looking for a printer for the Bhagavad Gita. It was very difficult.
V tej dobe hľadali vydavateľa pre Bhagavad Gita, bolo to veľmi ťažké ho nájsť.
So Prabhupada said, okay, go to Brahmananda, go to Macmillan and meet this man and just say that you have a manuscript of the Gita.
A Prabhupada hovorí Brahmanandovi, chod teda za tým vydavateľom, a daj za riaditeľom a povedz mu, že máme, tu je kópia rukopisu Bhagavad Gita.
So Brahmananda went, but it was just the man turned out to be just an accountant.
Brahmananda tam išiel, ukázalo sa, že ten človek je iba nejaký tam obchodník.
And he had ordered some he ordered something that they had forgotten to order.
A on si niečo objednal, čo vtedy dobre predávali.
So Brahmananda went ordered the disc, the record. He ordered the record.
Takže on si objednal zvukovou nahrávku.
So the Hare Krishna record. So Brahmananda was dropping it off.
Takže on si objednal tu Hare Krishna nahrávku a Brahmananda mu to priniesol.
And he was very disappointed. Oh, it's only an account.
A bol z toho veľmi znechutený a veľmi sklamaný. A je to len účtovník, ako, čo, ako ja spravím, ako mi pomôže s tým vykončením tej knihy.
So I was thinking, well, you know, I have to go home and tell Prabhupada, but it just didn't work.
Tak si hovorím, že musím ísť späť a povedať Prabhupadovi, že to jednoducho nefungovalo.
And then this man walks into the office and the accountant says, oh, this is our chief editor.
A potom práve ušiel do miestnosti ďalší človek a ten účtovník hovorí, a toto je náš hlavný editor.
And they introduces them to each other.
On ich zoznámil, pozdravili sa.
And Brahmananda immediately says, I have a manuscript of the Bhagavad Gita.
A Brahmananda hneď hovorí, ja mám rukopis Bhagavad Gita.
Like Prabhupada told him to say.
Presne to, čo mu Prabhupada povedal, že má povedať.
And the editor said, oh, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, we are looking for a Bhagavad Gita for our religious time.
A editor hovorí, Bhagavad Gita, oh, Bhagavad Gita, my hľadáme Bhagavad Gita v našej náboženskej zložky.
I'll take it.
Ja si ho vezmem.
And it's like that, just all transcendent.
Bolo to tak, to všetko transcendentálne.
So, in this way, we have been glorifying trying to glorify Srila Prabhupada a little bit.
Tak to sme snažili trošku oslavovať Srila Prabhupada.
And we can see that Srila Prabhupada lives in his followers.
A vidíme, že Srila Prabhupada žije v svojich nasledovníkoch.
In his disciples, his grand disciples, his great grand disciples.
V svojich žiakov a pražiakov a prapražiakov.
Srila Prabhupada is manifesting. But Prabhupada is manifesting to the degree that the devotees are trying to follow Srila Prabhupada.
A Prabhupada sa manifestuje do toho stupňa, do ktorého sa oddaní snažia nasledovať Srila Prabhupada.
But it's not so easy to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada.
Ale nie je jednoduché byť ja nasledovník Srila Prabhupada.
Because one reason is we don't want to be.
Pretože jeden dôvod je, že nechceme byť.
We want a little more room for the mind and the senses.
Chceme trošku viac priestoru pre mysle a zmysly.
Or others they are very learned in Srila Prabhupada's instructions.
Alebo iní sú veľmi učení, čo sa týka pokynov Srila Prabhupada.
And they're very strict about these instructions.
Sú veľmi striktní v nasledovaní týchto pokynov.
And they take the instructions of Srila Prabhupada and they hit other people over the head with this.
A vezmú pokyny Srila Prabhupada a udierajú nimi druhých po hlavách.
Prabhupada povedal,
hovorím, že Prabhupada povedal.
And in this way, you know, I become the new acharya, right? You have to listen to me because I say what Prabhupada said.
A takto sa stávajú novým ačariom. Musíte ma počúvať, pretože ja hovorím to, čo povedal Prabhupada.
And then you can say, yes, but how did he say it?
A potom poviete, áno, ale ako to povedal?
He said it with love.
On to povedal s láskou.
And how are you saying it?
A ako to hovoríš ty?
There's a world of difference.
Tam je ako rozdiel, ako celý svet.
So it's not enough to just memorize a whole bunch of quotes and then start using them to establish, you know, I am right.
Takže nestačí si zapamätať kúpku citátov, aby sme ich použili na to, aby sme ustanovili, že ja mám pravdu.
No, to be right, one must also have that mood of humility.
Aby sme mohli mať pravdu, musíme mať aj náladu pokory.
One must also have that mood of compassion.
Tiež musíme mať náladu súcitu.
In that way, we can be a representative.
byť ja predstaviteľom Srila Prabhupádu.
So to be a representative of Srila Prabhupada is not so easy.
Aby sme boli predstaviteľom Srila Prabhupádu, to nie je také jednoduché.
Even if we have the knowledge.
Aj keď máme to poznanie.
Knowledge is not enough.
Poznanie nestačí.
Where is our love for Krishna?
Kde je naša láska ku Krišnovi?
And Prabhupada explained, when you love the body, you automatically love the finger also.
Prabhupada vysvetlil, ak miluješ telo, automaticky miluješ aj prst.
He said, when you love Krishna, you automatically love his entire creation.
Povedal, ak miluješ Krišnu, automaticky miluješ celé jeho stvorenie.
Well, that's a big thing.
To je veľká vec.
Sometimes we've seen people that were so serious about Krishna. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Niekedy vidíme ľudí, ktorí sú tak vážni, čo sa týka Krishna, všetko len Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
But they don't know how to bring this down to human relationships.
Ale nevedia, ako to priniesť do ľudských vzťahov.
One must reach up to Krishna and come back down to human platform and express the same love in human deals.
Takže musíme sa snažiť ako dosiahnuť Krishnu a potom prísť dole a aplikovať to v medziľudských vzťahov.
That's the glory of Prabhupada's love of God.
To je sláva a lásky Bohu, ktorú má Srila
Prabhupada. It's not only that his love for Krishna is so great. It is so great. He is the topmost Uttama Adhikari.
To nie je tak, že tá láska ku Krishnovi je tak veľká, je to najvyšší Uttama Adhikari.
Yes, he is.
Áno, je.
But he also was just, he could also be just such an like an ordinary person with ordinary people and just sharing some ordinary kindness.
Áno, ale on zároveň dokázal byť ako obyčajná osoba s obyčajnými ľuďmi a zdieľať s nimi takú obyčajnú láskavosť.
Love for Krishna must also translate in love for all living beings.
Láska ku Krishnovi sa musí premietnúť do lásky k všetkým ostatným živým bytostiam.
Not that in the name of Krishna consciousness I become a Gestapo.
Nie, že v mene Krishna vedomia so mne stane Gestapo.
Follow Krishna, follow Prabhupada, or you are in Maya.
Nasleduj Krishna, nasleduj Prabhupada, inak si v Maya.
No.
Nie.
No.
Nie.
We must learn how to become real followers of Srila Prabhupada.
Musíme sa naučiť, ako sa stať skutočnými nasledovníkmi Srila Prabhupada.
Who could be strict?
Ktorí dokážu byť striktní?
Who could be hard like a thunderbolt?
Ktorí dokážu byť tvrdí ako blesk?
And who could be liberal and soft like a rose?
A ktorí dokážu byť liberálni a mekí ako rúža?
But whatever mood he was in,
ale nech už bol v akejkoľvek nálade,
behind it there was always love.
Vždycky za ňou bola láska.
And therefore people could accept it.
A preto to ľudia dokázali prijať.
Whether he was sweet or whether he was salty.
Či už bol sladký alebo slaný.
It was his pure love for Krishna and his pure love for everyone.
Bolo to jeho čistá láska ku Krishnovi a čistá láska ku každému.
Everyone could feel.
Všetci to cítili.
He cares.
On sa stará.
He cares about us.
Záleží mu na nás.
It's true that Prabhupada cared about everyone.
Je to pravda, Prabhupada by záležalo na všetkých.
Otherwise, why would he have taken so much trouble to preach?
Inak prečo by prijímal toľko problémov za tým účelom, aby kázal?
If you don't care about people, it's easy. You can just say, well, go to hell.
Ak sa tí ľudia nezaujímajú, je to jednoduché, povieš, no, šta do pekla.
But in his old age, he took all this trouble to save people from hell.
Ale v svojej starome on prijal toľko problémov, aby ich zachránil ľudí od pekla.
Therefore we've heard he cared more about people than they cared for himself, for themselves.
Takže preto ako často počúvame, že on sa viac staral o tých ľudí, ako sami sa o seba staral.
So gradually, we must try to understand Srila Prabhupada and become his representatives.
Že postupne sa musíme snažiť pochopiť Srila Prabhupada a stať sa jeho predstaviteľmi.
And if we are a disciple of a follower of Srila Prabhupada, then of course we serve our own spiritual masters.
A ak sme žiakmi nasledovníkov Srila Prabhupada, tak samozrejme slúžime vlastným duchovným učiteľom.
But we also serve Srila Prabhupada.
Ale tiež slúžime Srilovi Prabhupadovi.
I became involved in this movement quite close after Srila Prabhupada's departure.
Ja som sa zapojil do tohto hnutia dosť krátko potom, ako Srila Prabhupada odišiel.
So when I joined, practically everyone was a disciple of
Prabhupada. Že keď som sa pripojil, prakticky každý bol žiakom Srila Prabhupada.
I was the exception, sort
of. Ja som bol výnimkou.
So in that way I got a lot of direct training from people who had been trained by Srila Prabhupada.
Takýmto spôsobom som získal veľa priameho tréningu od ľudí, ktorí boli priamými žiakmi Srila Prabhupada.
And in that way I felt I developed some sort of relationship with Srila Prabhupada.
A cítil som, že som takýmto spôsobom vyvinul určitý druh vzťahu s Srilom Prabhupádom.
As the times will move on, we will be more and more distant from the details of Srila Prabhupada's life and past life.
Ako čas beží, budeme viac a viac vzdialení od tých detailov zábav Srila Prabhupada.
Just like now our historian will speak and he can tell details that I could never tell.
Ako teraz bude rozprávať Harishchandra a povie vám detaily, ako nikto iný nedokáže.
Prabhupada, like Harishchandra said, Prabhupada didn't like avocado.
Harishchandra hovorí, Prabhupada nemal rád avokádo.
He said, but when it was all meshed up, you know, with some salt, some lemon, they call it guacamole in America. So that he
loved. Ale keď to bolo celé ako rozmixované a trošku tam bolo sol a černé korenie, tak to mal rád, oni to v Amerike nazývajú guacamole.
Yes. So many devotees were so close.
Toľko oddaných bolo tak blízko Šrilu Prabhupada.
In the final days, Bhakti Charuma Raj became one of the servants of Srila Prabhupada.
A v tých posledných dňoch sa Bhakti Charu Swami stal osobným služobníkom Šrilu Prabhupada.
And one early morning, Prabhupada rang the bell.
A jedno skoré ráno Prabhupada zazvonil na zvonček.
So, Bhakti Charuma Raj came in and Prabhupada said, I'm on orange juice.
A Bhakti Charu Maharaj vstúpil a Prabhupada hovorí, ale chcem pomerančový džús.
So, Bhakti Charu Maharaj went to make the orange juice.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj išiel spraviť ten pomerančový džús.
And after about 2 minutes, again the bell is ringing, this time loud.
Asi o 2 minúty znova zvonil zvonie, to teraz už veľmi hlasno.
So, Bhakti Charu Maharaj went and Prabhupada said, where's the orange juice?
Bhakti Charu Maharaj tam prišiel a Prabhupada hovorí, kde je tá pomerančová šťava?
He said, I'm making it, Srila Prabhupada, I'm making it.
On odpovedal, pripravujem ju, Srila Prabhupada, pripravujem ju.
And Prabhupada is getting upset, why is it taking so long, why I have to wait so long?
Prabhupada sa hnieva, prečo ti to toľko trvá, prečo toľko musím čakať?
I don't want it anymore.
Už ju nechcem. Už ho nechcem.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj anyway finished the orange juice.
Potom Bhakti Charu Maharaj tak či tak ten pomaranč odštelil.
And he came with the orange juice.
A prišiel s tou šťavou.
And Prabhupada said, no, I don't want it.
Prabhupada hovorí, nie, nechcem ju.
No, take it away.
Odnes ju preč.
the Bhakti Shiromaraj did not go. He just stood there with the orange shoes. Until finally, Prabhupada said, "Why are you still standing there?" And then he held out the orange shoes and said, "Please take it. It's good for you." And then Prabhupada took it. He said, I'm an old man. Old men are sometimes a little grumpy. Anyway, we see this loving exchange. And we see how the guru purchases the disciple.
Vidíme, ako si guru kupuje toho žiaka.
And how the disciple can purchase the guru by his dedication.
A ako si žiak môže kúpiť guru a svojou odovzdanosťou.
And that is the key to the relationship.
A to je kľúč k tomu vzťahu.
I've been talking the whole time.
Že už toľko rozprávam.
I didn't give you any chance to ask questions.
Nedal som vám vôbec príležitosť sa spýtať otázku.
So it's too late now. Instead of questions, I'm going to give you a break.
Na miesto priestoru návazky vám dám pauzu.
But you can ask all your questions to Hari Suri.
Ale všetky otázky sa môžete spýtať Hari Suri Prabhu.
He can answer them better anyway.
Tak či tak ich dokáže zodpovedať lepšie.
Because he will answer them in so many direct examples. So if I said something that disturbs your mind or puzzles the mind, just say to Hari Suri, "Could I come on this day?"
Povedz si Hari Suri Prabhuovi, "Could I come on this day?"
I'm sure Hari Suri said, "He got it all wrong."
A som si istý, že Hari Suri povie, vôbec to nepochopil.
And he will give the proper answer.
Dá vám tú správnu odpoveď.
So, could you please ask your question?
Prosím vaše otázky, že spýtajte Hari Suri.
Thank you very much. Shilvada Kiyai!